Hey there, all you beautiful people. Welcome to the Creativity Killed the Cat podcast. My name's Andrew Schwalek, and I'm going to be helping you develop creative marketing that won't break the bank. As always, our episode is brought to you by Twilful, my creative marketing agency that helps businesses implement creative marketing campaigns and generate more leads. Now, let's get along to the fun fact. If I could start life all over again, which I'm not sure I'd want to, I'd be an astronaut. Hands down, the concept of space travel fascinates me to no end. All right, on with the show. Remember, I take one small business or brand and develop some creative marketing concepts that could be implemented as soon as you finish listening to this podcast. One aspect of marketing is appearance. You need to make sure everything is in order because you only get one chance to make a meaningful first impression. If you see a poorly designed ad or terrible commercial, you're not going to give it the time of day, let alone go to the company's website. The business we're featuring in today's episode helps people make a good first impression by giving them back their smile. More on that in a moment. Let's chat real quick. A couple of weeks ago, I told you all that I needed your help deciding between a new video marketing project for Twilful. We were attempting to decide between hosting a live marketing show or producing simple how-to marketing videos. There was an intense debate that ensued, so we thought it would be best to let you all decide. A Facebook poll was posted to let our Creativity Killed the Cat community vote on what they thought we should begin working on. Huge thank you to all of you who voted and dropped your comments. The results were enlightening. At the moment, we only have time to work on one of these video projects. Hopefully in the future, we will be able to do both a live show and how-to videos, but for now, we've decided on our focus thanks to your votes. With this option taking 90% of your votes, we will be producing little how-to videos on a variety of simple marketing tactics and strategies. They will range from how to set up your Twitter properly, to how to optimize every blog post for searchability, and everything in between. If you want to see the results of the poll yourself, swing over to our Facebook page, drop a comment while you're there. We're excited to start producing these videos, and the project will officially kick off next month, so be on the lookout. I'll let you know when we publish our first one. It should be pretty legit. Now it's time to get back that smile and the confidence that goes with making a great first impression. The Smile Center, which has locations in Delaware and Powell, Ohio, is a dentist that has a caring and competent team. I can vouch for that because they are where I go for all my dental work, including my wisdom teeth surgery. The practice was founded by Dr. Sheth, who received his dental education and residency from the Ohio State University. Go Bucks. He continues to spend many hours well above the state minimum requirements on continuing education and stays current with the latest technologies and techniques, so you know you're going to get quality care. All right. Now that you know a little bit about the Smile Center, let's get creative. We're going to go right into it. What's the main reason people put off going to the dentist? Because they have some form of irrational fear. If I'm being honest, I've also been guilty of putting off my appointments. No one wants to be told they have a cavity and need to get it filled. If people really want to avoid that reality, they need to make regular visits to get their teeth cleaned. That means we need to get people over their fears. What's the best way to do that? By getting patients, future and current, comfortable with you and your staff. Step one is hosting a reoccurring Twitter question and answer session. Simply pick a unique hashtag that people can use to ask you questions via tweets. Let people know you'll be doing this Q&A session by posting it on social media with a fun graphic and intro video explaining the game plan. These work best if they range from 30 minutes to 90 minutes. Send out a tweet with a selfie letting people know the session has begun Once you find a question you'd like to answer, retweet it so the world can see it. Feel free to answer it however you'd like, but the best way is by recording a short video and replying to the question tweet. This gets more people comfortable with you and whoever is answering the question because they can actually see who you are. That's the entire goal of this marketing tactic, to get people more comfortable with visiting the dentist. Yes, you could absolutely do a Facebook Live session where you answer people's questions, and you should. However, the value of starting with Twitter is that you have more time to contemplate your answers, and you will have a variety of short videos that you can repurpose for other uses. Post them on YouTube. Create a question and answer playlist for people to check out when they get nervous. Build a new web page dedicated to frequently asked questions and have a video for each one. So many uses. Evergreen content is what makes the world go round. Now that we have people more comfortable when thinking about visiting the dentist, let's get them booking more appointments. We're going to implement a social campaign that gives away a lifetime supply of toothbrushes. Sweet. Let's dive in. First, create a video that explains why it's important to visit the dentist and how frequent an appointment should be made. Then, explain how often you should replace your toothbrush, which is about every 3 months. Tell people why this is important. Within this video, let people know they have the option to win a lifetime supply of toothbrushes. Their attention will instantly be piqued. Lastly, let them know how they can win this amazing prize. For every appointment they attend, they get an entry. Share this video on social media and use some targeted social ads to turn leads into actual appointments. Create some clever digital assets to supplement your campaign. People will start freaking out. Who doesn't want a lifetime supply of anything? This tactic will help generate more appointments and create a ton of buzz on social media. Plus, if you think about it, you're already giving toothbrushes to every patient. Why not just formalize the relationship? You get them in bulk, so let's assume you can get them for $1 a piece. If you give a new toothbrush every 3 months, that's 4 brushes a year and only $4 a year. If you can give someone a lifetime supply of something for $4 a year, you're doing it right. This is a fun way to run a contest that will get your audience excited and increase appointments. All right, one more creative marketing concept. After speaking with a few people, the one aspect of dental hygiene that they are all interested in is whitening. Some have tried home remedies, others have always wanted to give it a shot but don't know how to go about it. This is one thing that most people want. And who wouldn't? It makes sense. It makes your smile even better. I'm in the same boat. I'd love to start whitening, but I don't know enough about it, and there is too much sketchy information online. This is where you come in. Step one, create some quality informational content around whitening. Tell people what it is, how it works, what the results can do, and all that good stuff. Inform people on the process. Step two, explain what home remedies work and don't work. Why not make a fun video about it? Step three, implement a campaign to entice people to use your whitening services. The cool part is that whitening goes right along with your mission of giving people back their smile. Sure, you could use a billboard with a large smile and spray paint it white. That could be fun. You could even do a mailer that is just a blank piece of white paper with a smile cut out. However, I love creativity. You know those fake vampire teeth kids get during Halloween? Send targeted customers a pair of white plastic chompers to play around with. Of course, include information about whitening. That sounds fun, but let's take it to the next level. You know that game called Speak Out where people put those weird mouthpieces in that holds their mouths open and they attempt to say various phrases? That is a game where your teeth are front and center and it pays off to use whitening. Develop a spinoff of that game and send it to leads who you think would be interested in your whitening services. You can have all the instructions and cards sent digitally. You just need to send the mouthpieces. Just another fun way to encourage people to improve their smile. Boom. The Smile Center now has some creative marketing ideas that won't break the bank and will get more customers booking dental appointments. Plus, there should be an increased interest in whitening. It's something I'd love to do. If a dentist sent me a mouthpiece for a game that encouraged whitening, I'd totally go for it. If you want a dentist that cares about more than just your teeth, head to smilecenterohio.com. Well, that's all, folks. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Creativity Killed the Cat. I hope you had as much fun as I did and were able to take away some creative marketing ideas that you can start using right now. If you're still stuck and need a little extra creative juice, head over to creativitykillscats.com to find some more content that will continue to get your creative gears turning. Plus, you can reach out and let me know if you want your business or brand as the theme for one of our future episodes. Keep saving those cats. I'll see you all on the next episode of Creativity Killed the Cat. In the meantime, let me know what profession you would like to pursue if you could restart your life.